the podcast. It is, what is it? It's June 11th. It is a little after 10, but I'm going to be doing the recap of Saturday and Sunday. So the recap of June 9th and June 10th. So on Saturday, I woke up and I actually played soccer. So Saturday morning, there's a group of guys that that I played pickup with. And I hadn't played soccer for the past week because I was traveling. And I like to try and at least play once a week. So I got my once a week session in, played for a couple hours, which was really, really good. It's the one time when I get to really just not think about anything and just get really focused on soccer. It's pretty much the only time when I don't think about business. Sorry, one second, someone's calling through. We'll continue. So anyways, I try and do it, you know, at least once a week. Sometimes I don't get it in, but I'm really trying to make time for that. And I'm also going to stop using the term work. I'm going to call it business now because I just don't like the connotation. Work has almost, you know, had this negative connotation come out. So now I'm going to try and use the term, and I'm literally just coming up with this on the spot, but I'm going to call it business, right? Because I love business in general. So it's the only time I don't think about business is when I'm playing soccer, really. So I played soccer, then went home, got ready, and then came to the office. So I was in the office on Saturday for, you know, a handful of hours. Had a lot of catching up to do because with this travel and some of the restructuring last week. And for those of you that don't know about the travel and the restructuring, watch or listen to the other podcast episodes and we'll get you up to speed. So the weekend just had a slew of emails to go through, a slew of sales catch-ups to go through, just a constant reminder of how I really need to find a way to remove myself from the sales process more because I'm just becoming a blocker, a very big blocker that's becoming negative and it's hindering the company. Because we're not able to service potential partners of ours, which means we lose out on revenue, which means we're not servicing them, right? And that's just another example. That's why on Saturday I'm doing all that. And then I ended up going to dinner with Sasha since I didn't have time to spend with her during the week. I decided to take her out for dinner on Saturday. So what we've been trying to do is at least spend like one night together during the week and then a little bit of time on Sunday. You know, because my schedule is just, you know, morning till night, I really don't get to spend time with her. So Saturday, we ended up going to a place called Mr. Cho, I believe it's called, a place that she's wanted to go, or she's been a few times, wanted me to go with her, this Chinese food place in Tribeca in New York, and it was really good. So we did that, and then just went home. Then the next day was Sunday. I'm just looking at my calendar. I actually like forget exactly. Oh, right. So I had a haircut. Maybe you can tell. I had a haircut in the morning with Jacob. And then after that, I actually slept. So I was very, from the past week, a little sleep deprived. So I actually, you know, it was supposed to be time to spend with Sasha. So Sunday is also a time when I spent some time with Sasha. But I slept because I was so tired. So she actually took a nap too. And so we just slept. Then I rejuvenated. And then we actually did an advanced lecture at the Transcendental Meditation Center that's by our house. So about a couple months ago, I went through the course for Transcendental Meditation, learned, and then Sastra saw the benefits it was giving me, and so she went herself and then learned how to, you know, learn the technique. And then we decided to go to an advanced lecture that they have every other Sunday. We did a group meditation. It was at 4 o'clock. You do group meditation, and then there's an hour where you watch a couple videos, and then you discuss things. And one of the topics that was discussed was emotions and the intellect. And this concept of when we're making decisions, are we really making the most decisions because of our intellect or because of emotions? And this is something I actually think about a lot. Right, and it's interesting when you actually think about decisions. A lot of times, or the majority of times, actually, they're actually triggered by emotions, not by what's logical. Right, something that is logical, you know. And someone gave the example of like, to put in layman's terms, like say you want to go to this party, right? You've been invited to a party, but you have no money, right? The emotion says, "Oh my God, I'm so excited! I want to go to this party." The logical side says, "Well, I have no money. I shouldn't go to this party because I have no money to spend. And so if I spend money, I'd be spending on my credit card, which is, you know, not my money." Right. But the emotions, sometimes they overrule and say, "Ah, well, I'm going to go and I'm going to spend a bunch of money on my credit card." Right. And that's a case of like the emotions speaking and making the decision versus the logical, rational side of things. And when you think about this, and this is really top of mind because I'm reading this book right now, called Never Split the Difference. And it's all about negotiations and negotiating. And a common theme there is that a lot of our decisions are made by emotions. And, you know, just time after time again, I've just been hearing it and seeing it and thinking it and even introspectively looking at myself and being like, hey, where am I making decisions that are not rational, but that are irrational because of emotions? And when you think about it, people are irrational beings. We make decisions that do not appear rational, and that's just how people are, right? Myself included, I make decisions or think things or do things out of emotion, right? And so emotions cloud your judgment and cloud what is rational. And so it's something I've been working on, right? It's human to have emotions, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're making the best decision, right? And so just something I've been thinking about a lot is just the role of emotions in our decision-making. And we are emotional beings, and it's something I'm working on, you know, for example, taking a step back. And when something happens, instead of, you know, for me, I feel it in my chest. So I've started to learn, like, when do I feel like the emotions are triggering, right? And I can feel it in certain areas. So it's like, all right, take a step back. If something's happening, don't rush to make a decision, because when I've done that in the past, it's not ended up well for me, right? So I've kind of like learned by, you know, I do something, it doesn't work, do something, it doesn't work. And I realize to myself, oh, okay, it's the emotion speaking. Let me take a step back. So anyways, just something to think about, you know, I'm kind of speaking to myself right here is what is the role of emotions in decision making versus what is the role of logic and, you know, and intellect. And also, what is your role in how do your emotions, I'm going on a little bit of a tangent, but I was also watching, I watched this video this weekend that was done by the CEO of Twilio. And he referenced it, and he was talking about culture and values. And he referenced a line from a book that he read. I forget the book off the top of my head, but it's from the guy who created Shake Shack. And he was talking, and the guy is talking about, he started working at this restaurant, and the head chef or the head person there, I forget who exactly it was, taught them, you know, was teaching them this lesson. And, you know, at the restaurant, you always had to keep the salt in the middle of the table, right? Well, what happens, right, is that, the salt, you know, there's better salt, gets moved, right? You know, a guest, you know, moves it, and so then you have to move it back, and then someone else comes out and sits at the table and moves it, you have to move it back, right? And someone else does it and moves it back, right? So now, if you're depending on how you look at it, you could get really frustrated. You're like, damn, like they keep moving the damn salt, and it needs to be in the middle of the table, right? But then the positioning I thought was very interesting, and it went something like this. He's like, hey, look, if this keeps happening, right? Now, if you look at it, you could get really upset and like, what, you know, what's going on? Like, why don't people understand? And really get mad at people, right? Or you look at it as, hey, right? It's actually the customer's job to move it, right? And when you think of it like that, hey, you can't get upset at them. Like, that's what they're here to do. They're people. They're going to do things that, you know, go against how you want them to be, right? So you can either get mad at it or you can be like, hey, that's just them being people and cool, it's happening. So it's my job to make sure and put things back in order, right? And to remind them of, hey, here's what it needs to be, right? So when you think about it, like people are actually irrational, which means they are going to do things that don't make sense. And it's not your job. Like, you can either get really mad at that, right? Or you can say, oh, you know, that's just a person being a person, you know? And cool, my job is to, you know, depending on the circumstance, let me remind them, or let me just do what I need to do, you know, in the situation, and I'll not let that affect me, because only I can affect my way, my state, right? I can let someone else affect me. It can throw me off, like, you know, moving that salt, man, that can really piss me off. Or I say, okay, like, that's just them being people, and I'm not gonna let it upset me, right? I can be in control of my state, which is really powerful when you think of it, and take some time. You know, it's something I'm working on, right? That only I can control my state, not anyone else. Something I've definitely improved on and has definitely helped me. So, anyways, those are just some thoughts, I guess, on emotions and intellect. Kind of went on a little tangent there, but then, so after that, then I was really trying not to work on Sunday, and so then after the meditation, I went with Sasha to, we went to dinner at this Italian spot that we like to go to, had dinner, and then came home, ate a bar of chocolate, and then watched the movie, and then went to sleep. I mean, I really was trying not to work. I don't even, here we go. Not to focus on business. It's not even that. I was like purposely doing it, so I'm like, all right, taking a step back, because sometimes I found it's good to take a step away, but I really have to force myself. Because I just love it so much that I'll just keep doing it all the time. So force myself away. And, you know, I could feel myself getting tired and a little exhausted. And I knew, or I thought, if I step away, then I'll be fresh going into today, which I was, right? So I woke up this morning and, you know, I won't get into the details, but woke up, you know, 5 a.m. and was doing a bunch of stuff. And so anyways, I'll do the recap of Monday another day. But that was the weekend for you. Little lighter on the business end of things. But you know, got to catch up with Sasha a bit, which was good, and then did some work on myself through the you know, advanced TM session, and yeah, now it's Monday, and I have to now run to my next meeting. But hope you're all having a great day, and then we'll see you tomorrow.